and let me know what you think about the case against Julius Malema too. That's where we are starting. In Randburg, Julius Malema and Mweseni Ndlozi, they're in court for allegedly assaulting a police officer. They're accused of assaulting Lieutenant Colonel Johannes Venter at Four Ways Memorial Cemetery in 2018 during the burial of Winnie Madikizela Mandela. They've both pleaded not guilty, and much of the morning today has been focused on CCTV footage of the incident. Defense advocate Lawrence Hodas is still cross-examining Venter, but Malema and Ndlozi are expected to take the stand at some point today, or possibly not. Khumotso Modise, EWN reporter, she's in court for us, and we've asked her to send us a dispatch about what's been happening this morning.
Mandy, we're back in the Randburg Magistrates Court today, where Julius Malema and Mweseni Ndlozi are back in the stand for their common assault case. This is for allegedly pushing and assaulting Colonel Johannes Venter at the funeral of Winnie Madikizela Mandela in 2018. He's accused Malema and Ndlozi of pushing him. He also says Malema said that he refused to be stopped by a white man to attend the funeral of Winnie Madikizela Mandela. We've heard today, or we've seen today, lawyers for Malema, that's Lawrence Hodas, taking the colonel and the court through video footage of what happened at that particular incident on that day. He's pointed to the dashboard of the vehicle, and this is a point of contention between the two parties here, whether there was accreditation on the vehicle that Malema was traveling in. His lawyer has pointed at to the left-hand corner on the windscreen of that vehicle, arguing that there was in fact a sticker for accreditation or something on the dashboard that looked like accreditation, and he's asked the colonel whether he didn't see that at all. The colonel says that that looks like a reflection to him, and so Hodas has moved the video footage, saying that everything else that was on the screen moves except that what looks like accreditation. He says that doesn't move at all, and it's clear that it was stuck to the dashboard of the vehicle. Now, the colonel has said that he cannot dispute that it was accreditation, but he says he didn't see any visible accreditation on that day. Hodas also now moving, saying that it's important to note that the colonel was the only white police officer present there. And he says he doesn't like to play the race card, but it seems there may have been race involved in this incident. He's also pointed out how there are two security personnel, I think it's people that look like police officers actually, restraining the colonel from approaching the vehicle. The colonel says that they were just helping him find his balance after he was pushed by Malema and Ndlozi. But Hodas insists that it was a form of trying to push him back as he was trying to retaliate and charge towards the pair. That's important, Mandy, because the colonel was asked yesterday specifically whether he did at any point retaliate, whether initially he had provoked the pair. He says he hadn't at all, and he says that he hadn't done anything to cause them to charge towards him. Now, we're expecting the colonel to continue testifying this morning. We're also expecting the cross-examination to continue. We have heard that the two accused, that is Julius Malema and Mweseni Ndlozi, will be questioned, or rather will take the stand and testify. We don't know when that will happen or how long that testimony will take. But outside the court, EFF members are still gathered. They're chanting, they're singing, as they were yesterday, according to the directive that they were given by their CIC. They're singing, waiting for him to come out after today's court appearance. He says, depending on what happens in court today, he may just address them after the sitting.
That's Khumotso Modise, EWN reporter. She sent that to us during the tea break. And I must tell you that during the tea break, there was another altercation in the courtroom in the Randburg Magistrates Court. It seemed as though Julius Malema and Mweseni Ndlozi got into an altercation with a man who's believed to be a member of AfriForum or the prosecution. It's not clear. He was blocking their entry to the dock. Have a quick listen to this.
What are you doing in this court? What is your interest here in this court? You are disturbing witnesses, man. Oi, you blocking the entrance here with your long legs. You are.
You were. Don't say you are not. Liar. Liar.
But you remove. You're lying, man. What are your interest in this court? You have a relative here.
Sit somewhere.
Good.
Yes, sir.
You see, that's how you move people. Eh? Disruption.
So that's just a clip of audio from one of the journalists who was inside the courtroom during the tea break. Not clear exactly what happened there, but both Ndlozi and Malema seem to be getting into an altercation with somebody who was blocking the entrance to the dock. Let's have a listen to what's happening at the moment. I see on Newsroom Africa that Lawrence Hodes, of course acting for Julius Malema, is still cross-examining Fenter. So let's have a quick listen in the sound courtesy of Newsroom Africa.
And permanently free, safe and prosperous at the southern tip of Africa.
Okay,
do you agree with that?
Yeah.
Would you like a copy?
As I believe.
Please. Your worship.
Thank you, sir. Can I proceed?
Please, the court, your worship. I did not object earlier. I want to see where my colleague is going with this, your worship. Your worship, I would really want to ask the relevance of all this information, your worship, as with regard to AfriForum. The charge before court, your worship, is assault, your worship, on the complainant, your worship. AfriForum is not in the charge sheet, your worship. Their vision and their mission has nothing to do with the complainant, your worship. Please support.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, your worship. I know AfriForum is not mentioned in the charge sheet, but it was mentioned in the plea explanation. I made it very clear at that stage that the and the witness was also questioned on this, that when we attempted to resolve this matter, we were faced, the NPA refused to get involved. We had to deal with AfriForum. They might not want to be involved. They hold a watching brief, as we've said, and they are directly involved. And the witnesses confirmed that they act for him in a supportive role. So with respect, it's directly relevant. I only have one more paragraph to read from this, and I had shown it to my learned friend before. I submit with respect that it is relevant to us.
To what extent is it relevant?
The motive behind the charges, your worship. I say that there was that. This is the specific motive behind the charge, without any hesitation.
Thank you, Advocate Owens. The court has been addressed in terms of the plea explanation with regards to such, and it does then form part of the defence, and if so required, for the version of the case which will be placed before court with regards to such. The court therefore find it relevant in this instance, so therefore the court is allowing the line of cross-examination with regards to such. You may proceed.
Thank you. Yes, if I have a copy for the court as well.
It's not
my intention to hand it in. It's just it's easier to follow, your worship, rather than having to write every word.
The court have also not received a copy of the previous photograph.
That's Lawrence Hodes there, the advocate for Julius Malema. He is currently cross-examining the police officer who was allegedly assaulted by Julius Malema and Mbuyiseni Ndlozi. That matter, of course, continuing in the Randburg Magistrates Court.